Concord-based musician Senny Hunt will release his first studio album this weekend. The 5-track composition features Hunt's impressive talents as a fingerstyle guitarist. Hunt frequently performs across the state, and he joins me in the studio to talk about his work. Senny, thank you very much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Was it your family that introduced you to this kind of music?
Sort of. My family introduced me to guitar. So I was adopted from Sierra Leone originally. And when I was there, I played drums. So when I came over here, I kind of heard the guitar for the first time. I think we were listening to James Taylor or something like that. And I didn't know what it was. And my family kind of was the one that told me, oh, it's a guitar. And right away, I was like, I want to play a guitar. And so I got my first guitar probably around seven years old. And I didn't know what to do with it. So I just kind of flipped it over and would drum on it. And that's sort of how the style eventually evolved.
Because there is some percussive elements to what you're playing right now,
yes.
The songs you're playing.
So fingerstyle, I guess I didn't really get into it until probably later into middle school. I'm self-taught, so what happened was I kind of had to hear it first before I would play it. And when I was younger, I was into a lot of rock, hard rock, and blues. So I didn't hear fingerstyle until I got a little older.
What do you like about it?
Well, I love that it's sort of a mix of all the aspects of like an orchestra, if you think about it. You have the drums, the percussion, you have the bass lines, the melodies, the harmonies, the chords, and everything in compact into one instrument.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of it. Let's listen to A False Spring Dance.
All right.
Can you tell us a little bit about this song in particular, how you developed it?
I was kind of in a springy mood because it was written around the first day of spring a few years back. And it sort of got that idea of like, how can I make this song sound like exciting? But also in New Hampshire, your first day of spring, we still have snow on the ground. And so it kind of, you get that vibe that, oh, we're excited, but kind of like holding back because we know we might get another snowstorm. And so that fast finger style that I was doing kind of captured that excitement. And the drum in the background kind of was just holding back that excitement just a little bit. I would do it by getting my palm onto the guitar while also keeping my pinky and pointer finger free to pluck the string.
I meet regularly with a group of folks at True Brew in Concord where you host the open mic night. And whenever we hear the opening to A False Spring Dance, we're like, oh, there's that guy again. The guy who's really good at guitar. He's here.
Yeah.
And then, oh, he's here again because we meet the same time every week. And another of those songs is the song called Songbird.
Yes.
I had no idea it had a name until you sent me your album because this is another song I hear a lot at True Brew. So let's listen to it a little bit here. Tell us a little bit about this song, about Songbird.
I wrote the song sitting in the middle of the woods in Vermont on a water tower. And I sort of walked up to this water tower that was down this trail. And I felt like I need to do something while I'm sitting here. And I ended up taking my guitar out and my notepad out and just sort of writing lyrics describing my experience there. When I'm in nature Everything that happens, happens. And there's no reason necessary for it, but there's also no argument to it. I mean, it's just, you just let it happen. The birds do what they do, not because of you or anything else interfering, but just because that's what they do. The wind will blow regardless of whether I'm there or I'm still in classes or sitting in a car. But then again, you also think we are part of nature. So it's kind of like that confusion of, oh, or is what we do natural, or is everything else that happens around us natural?
So you were adopted from Sierra Leone. What impact, if any, does your status as someone who's adopted have on your music?
For me, because I am so passionate about my roots and where I came from, I put that into my music. And that's the style I play is, I guess, more unique because I incorporate that with my music.
Do you ever want your birth parents to sort of hear what you're doing now?
Yes, yes. My plan is to go over there and kind of perform for them all.
Oh, wow. When are you going?
Yeah, we're not sure yet. It's been hard because we had the Ebola outbreak recently. And then what happened was, so we had a civil war there, and that's why we came over. But things are kind of that quieted down a little bit, but now it's kind of like I want to have something to bring to them to help.
Sweet songbird calls out the name.
Well, Senny Hunt, thank you very much for speaking with me about your music.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Senny Hunt's album Songbird is now available in online music stores, and his album launch party is tomorrow night at 9:30 at Dos Amigos in Concord. The launch party was organized by NH Music Collective. You can find a link to Senny's music at our website, nhpr.org.